Welcome back to Thrones of Power, where we travel through time to relive the rise of empires that shaped human destiny. In our previous episode, we explored the Islamic Caliphates, an empire built on faith and learning. Today, we turn to Europe, where a king clad in iron dreamed of reviving Rome. He forged an empire not just with armies, but with faith, alliances, and reforms that laid the foundation for what would later become medieval Europe. This is the story of Charlemagne, also known as Charles the Great, and the Carolingian Empire, the empire that tried to resurrect Rome in the West. In the 8th century, Western Europe was a fragmented land. The Western Roman Empire had fallen centuries earlier, leaving behind a patchwork of kingdoms, Franks, Lombards, Saxons, Visigoths, all fighting for survival. The only unifying force was the Catholic Church, and even it struggled against infighting and outside threats. Rome was no longer the capital of empire, it was merely a shadow of its past glory. But far to the north, in the lands of the Franks, a powerful dynasty was rising. The Carolingians, named after Charles Martel, had gained fame by stopping the Muslim advance at the Battle of Tours in 732. Charles Martel's grandson, Charlemagne, inherited this legacy and far surpassed it. Ascending to the throne in 768 CE, Charlemagne expanded Frankish control with relentless energy. He waged campaigns against the Lombards in Italy, the Saxons in Germany, the Avars in Central Europe, and the Moors in Spain, pushing the borders of his realm far beyond any kingdom before him. His empire stretched across modern-day France, Germany, Switzerland, Austria, the Low Countries, northern Italy, and parts of Spain. No ruler in Western Europe had controlled so much land since the fall of Rome. But Charlemagne did not want to be just a king. He wanted to be the Roman emperor. On Christmas Day, 800 CE, while attending Mass at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, Pope Leo III placed a crown upon Charlemagne's head and proclaimed him emperor of the Romans. The symbolism was clear: Rome may have fallen, but its spirit now lived on in the Franks. The alliance between church and crown gave Charlemagne divine legitimacy, while the church gained a mighty protector. Yet Charlemagne's empire was not just about conquest. He understood that an empire must also govern and educate. He issued capitularies, royal decrees that standardized laws. He divided his realm into counties, ruled by counts, and sent royal inspectors called missi dominici to ensure loyalty. He revived trade, minted coins, and boosted agriculture through better administration. Charlemagne also sparked a cultural revival later known as the Carolingian Renaissance. Recognizing the power of learning, he gathered scholars from across Europe, like the English monk Alcuin of York, to reform education. Monasteries became centers of literacy. Scribes copied ancient Roman texts, preserving works that would have otherwise vanished. Even lowercase writing, the script you're reading now, was standardized under his rule in the form of Carolingian minuscule, making reading easier and faster. But not all was glory. Charlemagne ruled with both sword and cross. His wars against the Saxons were brutal, rebellions were crushed, and those who refused baptism were executed. His empire, while orderly in structure, often relied on loyalty through force rather than unity through identity. When Charlemagne died in 814 CE, he left behind a vast, structured realm, but one that depended heavily on his own authority. His son, Louis the Pious, struggled to maintain control. After Louis's death, Charlemagne's grandsons divided the empire in the Treaty of Verdun, 843 CE, splitting it into three parts. These would evolve into France, Germany, and Italy. The Carolingian Empire fractured, but its blueprint endured. It set the stage for the future Holy Roman Empire, founded by Otto I in 962 CE. It established Latin Christianity as the cultural core of Western Europe. It preserved ancient knowledge, fostered literacy, and laid the foundation for European identity. Charlemagne is remembered not just as a conqueror but as the father of Europe. He linked the legacy of Rome with the institutions of the church and the tribes of the north. His empire did not last, but his vision survived in the idea of a united Christian Europe ruled by law, faith, and order. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the Carolingian Empire. In our next episode, we'll leave Europe's courts and monasteries behind and return to the vast open steppes to meet the Mongols, a storm that swept across Eurasia with unmatched speed and ferocity.